It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Chigwe, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, and we really apologize for the delay. We had some delays, so everything is delayed today. You're well today, Pastor. Wow, the pastor's line is down. Pastor, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello, how are you?
Yes, well.
It seems like we are having challenges, but I think we'll be able to get somewhere.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor. So talk to us about this eternal perspective. What are we talking about here?
Well, good greetings to you all, dear listeners. Thank you very much for having us on this program. You know, we are talking of the rebirth, which is mentioned when Nicodemus comes to Jesus wanting to know how he can inherit eternal life. And Jesus says, you must be born again.
Right.
So from there, we have gone through the book of Matthew chapter 3. We read some passages from that chapter. And we also looked at the different aspects of the rebirth experience.
Yeah.
Now today, I want to look at this rebirth experience in the perspective of eternal life.
Okay.
So, in other words.
Yeah, go ahead.
So when Nicodemus says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In his mind, he is thinking beyond the today. He is thinking beyond of this world, which will pass away. And he's concerned over the future.
Okay.
As we will try to look at the book of Peter, the first chapter of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to verse 5, we may want to try and look at how does the concept of rebirth in the Christian Christianity relates to the assurance of eternal life. As we read, it reads, and the blessed Father be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his mercy has begotten us again into the lively hope by a resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the assurance that when one is born again and he walks in the life of regeneration, when Jesus comes, he will also meet and take us into eternal life. So what I may want us to pick is, as Jesus rose from the grave to life, so those who come up out of the water will have eternal life,
yeah,
as long as we walk in what God wants us to do.
Okay. So what role, yes, does this resurrection of Jesus Christ play in securing believers' eternal inheritance, and for this, at least according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 35, which you've just quoted to us right now?
All right. If we look at the book of 1 Peter 2, especially on verse 5, we can see that the chapter gives us hope and assurance of an abundant mercy unto the lovely hope of the resurrection. Meaning to say, the fact that Christ rose from the dead, he has secured our eternal inheritance. But this eternal inheritance, we can only inherit it as long as we remain faithful, as long as we walk according to the vows that we made when we were being baptized.
Okay. So how does the idea, of an imperishable inheritance contrast with earthly possessions or rewards?
Well. When we look at earthly rewards, you will now notice that one can do something in life. Maybe you've been assigned as an employee. By the end of the month, you have a reward of a monthly salary. But when we look at the issue to do with eternal life, we have this blessed hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which signifies then that when Jesus comes, those who have walked in the way God expects them to do, which we referred to yesterday as the regeneration.
Right, right.
The Bible, in the book of Revelation, it tells us in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, behold, ye cometh. Jesus is coming again with the clouds of heaven.
Right.
And when he comes, all those who have done what God wants, all those who have accepted to have their lives changed in the form of rebaptism have been regenerated.
Right.
Yes, during that period.
Okay.
That's when we will receive the gift of eternal life.
Yeah.
In the earth made new, as depicted in the book of Revelation chapter 21
right.
and chapter 22.
Okay.
I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first earth and the first heaven had passed away.
Yeah.
And in that new heaven, according to Revelation 21 verse 4, there will be no sorrow, there will be no crying, and there will be no death.
Right.
We will live eternally in the reward of the saved.
Okay. Let's talk about being guarded by God, Mfundisi. What does it mean for believers to be guarded by God, or salvation in the last time, as mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5?
Thank you so very much. You know, when we look at the life that we are living this day, it's a life that has been hijacked by the devil. As we go back to the book of Genesis chapter 3, the devil, when he deceived our first parents, Adam and Eve, the whole world was marred by sin. And everything that we try to do, we can do, but in vain. But when we come back, you remember at one time we made mention of the book of John chapter 15. Way in that chapter, Jesus Christ says, as long as the branch remains attached to the tree, it will bear fruit. So, of our own, we can do nothing. But it's only through Jesus Christ that he can help us to live a life that pleases him, so that at the end of this world, we may be saved and receive eternal life.
So how does the assurance of eternal life, you're talking about eternal life, and it's very interesting, how does assurance of eternal life through rebirth impact believers' perspective on earth, particularly with their earthly trials and earthly challenges?
Oh, yes. Let me say to all the listeners, as also I say to you and to myself, as long as we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, and we are baptized, and we allow him to be completely have lordship over us, all we have to do, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, despite the earthly trials and challenges, the Bible says we need to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Even if we were to go to the book of Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, it says, cast all your burdens upon God, and He will care for us. So, despite the challenge that we may face, dear brothers and sisters, let's have confidence in Jesus.
Right. Right.
The book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief comes to steal, to destroy, and to kill. Mm. But I am come that they may have eternal life."
Right.
So
right.
Despite the challenges, let's put our lives in the hands of Jesus Christ.
Got it. Final question. And I'll let you go. Are there any conditions or requirements for maintaining the assurance of eternal life after experiencing rebirth?
Oh, yes. There are conditions. But remember, these conditions are coming from God. You know, if these conditions were to come from me as a pastor, if they were coming from the elder or from the bishop of some church, then those conditions would be very difficult. But here is the few conditions that Jesus gives us.
Right.
In John chapter 14, on verse 15, the Bible tells us that if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Right.
Then John chapter 15, verse 14, it says, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." So yes, the requirements are that we simply follow God's instructions,
right,
His commandments. And remember, these commandments we don't keep on our own.
Right.
But because of Christ who is in us, we can keep them. You know, as Christians, we are like a mango tree.
Okay.
A mango tree does not bear mangoes so that it be called a mango tree.
Okay.
But it bears mangoes because it is a mango tree.
Okay.
So as Christians, we don't keep the commandments in order to be called Christians.
Right.
But we keep the commandments because we are Christians.
Right.
So the condition is very simple.
Right. Nice. That's a beautiful conclusion right there. A mango tree does not produce mangoes so that it can be called a mango tree. It is called a mango tree because it produces mangoes. I like that. Beautiful conclusion to that note, Imfuls. I love it. Brilliant. Have a wonderful day further, Pastor Chigwe. I really appreciate your time. Looking forward to our conversation tomorrow.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, our dear listeners. May God bless all of you wherever you are. Thank you. Meet tomorrow.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.